Hey, this is Dave. I'm calling you back about the house for rent. You called a little while ago.
Hi, Dave. Yes, I did. I saw the Craigslist ad yesterday afternoon, and I was calling about it. I didn't see any photos or anything of that sort, so I was wondering if you had those to take a look at, or...
Oh, yeah, sure, definitely.
Great. You said it was right off Kilder and Tryon, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and when you said older home, is it just the year that it was built, or is it an unrenovated home?
Oh, it's actually a really cool house. It's actually built in 1810, so it's actually one really old house, and it's got some really interesting quirks to it. Like, it was actually, I was doing some digging into the house history, and it turns out it was actually built on an Indian burial ground, because like when you go down into the basement, you can actually hear like drums playing, like chanting. It's really weird. Like, I'll go down there and you can hear it right now. Listen.
Okay, and do you have photos of the home?
Oh yeah, definitely. But it's really weird. Like whenever I take photos, I always come out in black and white for some reason. I've never been able to take a color photo in the house.
Okay. Because I live right off Kilder and Tryon. We are looking for a 3-bedroom in the area. Our lease is up at the end of the month.
Yeah.
What are the requirements for the applicants that you're asking for?
Well, the requirements are pretty low because, you know, it's hard to rent this place if nobody wants to hear the chanting down in the basement. Like, can you hear it right now? Because I'm standing in the basement right now.
Okay.
It's like it just like drums and chanting going on. It's really weird.
There's what? I'm sorry?
There's like drums and chanting sounds, and the basement's empty, but I can hear people chanting and playing drums. It's because it was built on an Indian burial ground.
So,
some people tell me the place is haunted, but I don't really know if it's a ghost or not, but definitely never been able to figure out how to stop the sound down in the basement, though. Like, I don't know if you can hear it over the phone, but it's really interesting.
I don't think I can hear much of it now.
Here, let me go closer to the furnace and you can hear it. Can you hear it now?
Oh, are those drums?
Yeah, it's just, the basement's completely empty. But for like that's just
strange.
I know it just plays down here like nonstop, 24/7. It's really weird.
That is very. Can you hear it from the upstairs part of the house?
Sometimes at night you can.
Okay. Is it loud by chance or?
It's not that loud. I mean, I guess it really just depends on how sensitive your ears are. Like sometimes. You know, it keeps people up at night. But other people just sleep right through it. That's why I had to lower the rent so much, because it's hard to rent this place for too long because, you know, everybody just freaked out about the drums down in the basement.
Right, that makes sense. Where, have you seen what, I mean, have you asked anyone maybe why?
Well, I did some research on the house and it. According to, like, the Historical Society, it was, I guess there was an Indian burial site on this land when they built it, and so that's why people tell me it might be haunted by, you know, Indians, but I don't really know if that's true or not, but I definitely haven't been able to figure out the chanting and the drums.
That is pretty scary.
Yeah, like, here, let me go upstairs. Yeah, it's kind of loud down here.
About it, but we do have younger kids, so if it's something that's very loud or anything of that sort,
oh yeah,
that
I don't think it's dangerous. No, nobody's ever gotten hurt in the house. It's just a weird phenomenon that nobody can explain.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, well, let me then explain to my husband what's going on and that I spoke to you, and is this your cell phone that I can call back?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If I'm not here, just leave a message.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks
You're
for calling
welcome.
Back.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.